with the end destination, Philippians 2:12, to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. I tell you what, man, this is so exciting, amen? That is that we're just 6 weeks in our study. Can I get one of those sheets there, my brother? That is 6 weeks in our study. The whole sheet, the whole thing. Got one. And this is just what 6 weeks look like. Can you imagine what 54 weeks is going to look like? 52 weeks is going to look like? Amen? And this is so exciting, amen, that we already know that Genesis means beginning, Exodus means departure, Leviticus means a called out, that he's calling them. And next Sunday we'll be in Deuteronomy. This is the last verses from 13 to 27, chapter 13 to 27. And then we'll get into the Deuteros, that is that we have already went approximately 3,500 years. 3,500 years of the Old Testament so far. And boy, this is so exciting here. I was looking here before we begin our study here. And your little chart here, we're about right now, as we go traveling down the Old Testament, the 39 books of the Old Testament. And I tell you what, this is so exciting. If you don't have your handout, you need to see Brother Brown and get you one right here today. And someone said, well, I'm so far behind. That's all right. Pick up where we start, that is today, Leviticus 13, all right. And then what we're going to do, we're going to keep on reading until you catch up. But we ain't going to stop where we are, amen. Because it ain't going to hurt us, amen, as we grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So, boy, this is powerful right there. I just can't say it enough. Okay, let's go ahead and begin our study today. And let's open our Bibles. Let's begin by opening our Bibles to the book of 1 Peter. 1 Peter, that's where I want to start at today. 1 Peter. Chapter 3 and verse number 15. 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse number 15. And by the way, hope you brought your sheets back from last week. That's something I read there, Brother Brown. If you need your sheet that you were going to be using today as we continue part 2 today, this sheet here, if you don't have part 2, short raise your hand. That's where we are. We finished part 1. Today we're going to start part 2 of our study together. So I have some extra copies of that today. We already talked about, if you're there, denominationalism teaches and what the body teaches. We talked about the world say that there are many bodies of the church, but there's only one body. Church is found by men. Church is found by Christ, human heads. Christ is the head. Human creeds, the Bible is our only God. Human names to glorify God as a Christian. We don't follow men, but condemn following men. Multiplicity, no one. Membership, not essential. Yes, the saved were added to the church, and that the world teach many gospels, but there is only one gospel. So let's begin part number two today. Part number two today, as we continue to study the denominationalism contradicts the Bible. What denominationalism and what the world teaches, that is, and what the Bible teaches. You got your sheet, just scratch out the denomination and put the world right there, okay? And just put the world right there in your Bible. And we're going to begin in 1 Peter 3:15. If you have 1 Peter 3:15, will you denote Proverbs 14:12, where it said in Proverbs 14:12, there's a way that seems right to man, but his end is the way of death. That is, there's a way that seems right to men, but his end is the way of death. So when you go to 1 Peter 3:15, and if you're there, denote John 17:17. Sanctify them by thy truth, thy word is truth. But it says over in 1 Peter 3:15, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, And be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks that you a reasonable hope that is in you with meekness and in fear. Now, if you're there, I want to slow it down and talk about it for a minute. Number one, look at that word sanctification. That word sanctification means that you are set apart from darkness to light. that you're set apart from darkness, like when you're sanctified, you're in the world, amen. But through the power of the word of God, something happened. You're transformed, amen. You become a new creature in Christ Jesus, and now you're no longer in the world, but you're in the light. You're in the church. You're in Christ Jesus. In the beginning was the word, and the word was light. Jesus is light, amen. And because Jesus is light, in the beginning was the word, and the word is light. Number one is that we are the light of the world. See, that caused us to be sanctified, that is set apart, that is we no longer like the world, but we are Christians, amen. We are Christ-like, amen. We have been sanctified by the power of the word of God. For a quick review, go to James with me this morning. You should have been at Sunday school this morning, amen. What a powerful time we had, amen. In James chapter 4, quick review, James chapter 4, we talked about there are wars, there are fightings going on among you, in case you didn't know. There's a war that's going on between the spirit and the flesh. Amen. The spirit and the flesh that allow us to be not sanctified, allow our way not to be in the way of John 14:6, when Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the light. Listen to me. There's a war, there's fighting going on among us. They're causing us to not be able to lose, and this is a word I want you to see, control. You don't let nobody control you. You control yourself. You're not controlled by the devil. You're not controlled by the world. You're not controlled what the world say, but you're controlled by the spirit. Amen. So even though last week there were wars going on, there were fighting going on among us, and nobody know you no better than yourself. Amen. Because you know what went on in your house, in your life, in your body, and you might as well own up to it if you're going to be able to have that control, amen, so you can realize not your way, but it's God's way, amen. Amen. Not what the world say, but what the spirit say, amen. So you can be sanctified, amen. So you can be set apart from darkness to light. Guess what, folks? God put us here for a purpose. See, life is like a vapor that appears for a little while, and then life just vanishes away. It's appointed man wants to die, and after that comes the judgment day. But guess what? We don't know where death is. And because we don't know what death is, Jesus came, John 10:10, that we may have life and that we may have it more abundantly. So what we're saying, my brethren, is if you cannot. And I want you to know that. I need to know that. Amen. See, you and I must be able to control our life. You don't let somebody control you, but you control your life because you're the captain of your ship. So he says, be sanctified, be set apart. That is what? Because there are wars going on. Look at verse number 2. This is the problem with all of us, amen? See, we lust, that word lust, right? That word desire. See, we desire, we want, we lust at things. You desire, or we desire, and we have not. You kill, and you desire to have. You cannot attain, you fight. And war, yet you have why? Because you ask not. Now, by that word ask not, right, John chapter 14, and I want to go there right quickly. John chapter 14, amen, and about verse number 13, 14. And I want to go there this morning, amen. John chapter 14. And the reason why I'm going on over is because, see, until we understand God's way, until we understand what God wants to do in relationship to individuality so we can be collectivity, number one, we got to know what is the will of the Lord. Amen. Amen. That is that a lot of us wake up every morning, God gives us breath, God gives us good health, but we're not doing anything with our life because you call yourself a Christian, but here we go again, we're catching hell in this world. Amen. Amen. And it don't make sense. See, why do you come to church? Why are you here if you're not going to let the word, are you not going to hear the word, are you not going to understand the word, you're not going to know the word, so you can be transformed? See, that's mockery, amen. That's Ephesians 4:30, that's quenching the spirit, amen. So what he's saying here, He says, we go through life, and look what he says here. He says here, we lust and we have not. Amen. We kill and desire to have. We cannot tame. You fight, you war, yet you have not because you ask not. But this is what Jesus says over here in John chapter 14. And I want you to see what Jesus says. And I believe this, amen, don't you? Jesus says over in John 14 in verse 13, he simply says, he says, and whatsoever, he says, whatsoever you shall ask. Look what he says here. In my name, and you need to underline that as big as you can get it. You need the mark. That is, whatever we ask, as long as it is the Lord's will and fits with authority, amen. You hear what I'm saying? Whatever you ask, as long as it fits within God's plan, amen. It's simply saying here, that will I do. Who's going to do it? Jesus is going to do it. You can't do it by yourself. I can't do it by myself. You know, the problem is we just think just because we get a good education, we think because we get all the good schooling, we think because we achieve a little bit in life, we get the right house, drive the right automobile, dress the right clothing, amen, or whatever it may be, you begin to think about it's not God, but it's me. It's me. But God's still in control. God still got the whole wide world in his hand, amen. In the beginning, God created the heaven and earth, and I believe it, amen. Everything, the cows on the hill, the moon, the sky, everything that God created in the 6 days of creation, it belongs to him, amen. And whatever we achieve, the devil will let you achieve a little bit to mess you up. Amen. But guess what? God is still in control, and guess what? It still is sanctioned by the 66 books in the Bible. Did you hear what I just said? But see, the 66 books in the Bible not going to do us no good if we don't know what's in the Bible. When you don't study, when you ain't picked up your Bible since last Sunday, when you don't pray without ceasing, when you don't come to worship, 1 Corinthians 6:19 said, know ye not your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit dwells in us through study. 2 Timothy 2:15, so that, look what he says again, I'm going to read it one more time, and whatsoever ye ask in my name, by my authority, if it's God's will, if it's for you having it, God will give it to you, amen. All we have to do is just stand still and see the salvation of the Lord and quit running around here fighting wars that we're going to lose anyway. Grab it for all the gusto that you don't need it anyway. Amen. And just stand still and see the salvation of the Lord and say, well, Lord, whatever thy will is, but just let it be. For the state I find myself in, I'm content. I'm satisfied. But let thy will be done, so that the word of God is not based on what man say, but based on what Jesus say. Amen? That we may grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So let me finish reading this here. He says, and whatsoever you should ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And if you shall ask, then look what he says here. He says anything. Long as by my authority, long as in my name, long as it can be sanctioned by the book. Amen. In my name, he says here, if you shall ask anything in my name. Oh, you can't get no positive than that, can you? And I believe that, don't you? I will do it for you. So if he will do it for us, I will do it. Why in the world, in life, we run around here trying to lust, to have, to kill, to desire, when you cannot even attain anyway? You fight and you war,
And you have not because you ask not. Why? Look at that next verse here. And underline that word, amiss. That word amiss means when you go outside God's word to get it. Amen. I want it. I got to have it. Don't get in my way. I'll knock you out. Amen. And we even have a audacity to sell a goal for the devil. This is my goal. This is what I'm going to do. Get out my way. I want it. I desire it. I kill it. And I don't care what allies say. Mind your own business. But you asked in a mist. Now, there's the other side, church. The devil is standing back in the wings. And he see you asking in a mist. He see you want it. He see you desire it. He see you can't sleep at night. I got to get it. I got to have it. Amen? And the devil sit back and say, I'm going to give it to you. Because there ain't but two forces in this world. Amen. Right or wrong, either God's working or the devil is working. Am I right? Either God working or the devil is working. Either you for God or you for the devil. There's no in-between ground. Amen. You can't be half God and half devil. You can't serve two masters, Matthew 6:24. Either you're going to hate one or you're going to love the other. But see, all these things, why are you saying this out loud? I'm saying this here because, see, this robs us of the ability for the word to work, because where sin is, the seed can't penetrate, Luke 8:11. The seed is the word of God. What you put in last week is what you're going to get. It's just a fact of life. You go back and think about your last week. Think about what happened last week. And you begin to just tell the truth and shame the devil. And you begin to denote all the arguments you had with your boss man, with your wife, all the underbreath cursing you did, driving down the road, better get out of my way, or whatever that beset you. You know, and I know what beset mean, amen. But see, when we allow it, or when we allow it to control us, see, this is what we're talking about. Here you go. You can't submit. You're not going to resist. You can't draw. You can't humble. And folks, he can't lift you up. Amen. And that's what we want to do. We want to be lifted up. So that, brethren, it's not what this say over here, but we're concerned about what this say. Amen. See, because what they say don't even matter. What you can't prove don't even matter. But what you can prove in the word of God, that is, there's a way that seems right to man, but it is the end is the way of death, because sin brings forth death. Sin brings forth death. Amen. And separate us from God, see, in relationship to understanding what is the will of God. So if you don't get nothing from this lesson this morning, who controls your life? Who you let control your life? Who's the master of your life? Or what is the master of your life? Do you live to work? Or do you live for abundant life? That you may have it. And that you may have it more abundantly. Do you believe that anything that we ask in his name that Jesus will do for us? Do you believe that? Do you understand what I'm saying? Ephesians 5:17? That you may know. See, 1 John 5:13. Because the whole point is that at 12:30 when we leave here, about 20 more minutes, that we leave a little bit better. If I can just leave just a little bit better. Amen. If I can just get a little bit more control. Before I came, that's enough for you to say, amen. But in doing so, let's look what the Bible says here. Let's begin in John 17 this morning. We got to be one. Amen. I'm not going to start at the top and work down. I know you may thought that he'll start at the top and work down, but I'm going to skip around. All right? Because see, if you're not one, if you're not unified, if you're divided, if you're not sure, if you're not steadfast, unmovable, and always abounding in the work of the Lord, none of the rest ain't going to work anyway. It's just not going to work. I have to make up my mind whom I'm going to serve. And until I make up my mind, you make up your mind to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Matthew 6:33. Submit yourself unto God. Resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. Until you understand that this world is not my home, I'm just a passing through, a love not the world, neither the thing that in the world, the love of the world is not of the Father. Until you understand that and believe that, brother, everything else is for naught. Because it's not going to happen. I don't care how hard I preach. I don't care how loud I talk. It's not going to happen. Because the word just going to go over your head. Because the seed can't penetrate. And Jesus knew that. Go to John 17. Jesus knew that in John 17. And that's the reason why in John 17, verse 20 and 21, if you're there, write Ephesians 4:3-5. Here Jesus says in John 17, 20, if you're there, John 17, 20, write Ephesians 4:3-5. He says, because, for their sake, verse number 19, for our sake, I sanctify myself. Jesus understood why he came, to seek and save that which is lost. In John 17, the night before Jesus died on the cross, he was with his disciples. He said, now, For God's will to be done, I got to sanctify myself in line with God's will, that they, the apostles, that's who he's talking to, also might be sanctified. Look what he says. Through the truth. See, other than sanctified and truth. See, the only way you're going to be sanctified, you got to be in truth. Amen. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me. Look what he said now. Believe on me through thy word. Now look what he says here. See, you can't go outside this book, brothering, and call yourself a Christian and be sanctified in truth and not comply with the book. Did y'all hear what I just said? I'll say it one more time, but I'm going to slow it down. You cannot call yourself a Christian and live ragged lives and don't have no control over your life. Amen. And be guided by the word and be sanctified by truth. You can't be in denominationalism. You can't be in some other man's church. You can't be in another gospel and say you in the word, because those people violate truth. Amen. Do you hear what I'm saying? See, sanctification is by the life that we live. Because you know a tree by its what? Fruit. Now, I can sit here and make all the excuses I want to. And we do. We do. We know we make excuses to make ourselves feel good. You know you wrong. But you'll stand up and you'll make an excuse and have no idea of wanting to be transformed. Amen. Because all you have to do to be transformed is by the word. 66 books.
Here I go again. 5:12, 5:17. Amen. See, Genesis, beginning. Exodus, departure. Leviticus, called out. Deuteronomy, he repeats the law again. See, how do I know that? Well, Leviticus, in relationship to Leviticus priesthood, through Aaron. Have we been reading? God gave specific instructions, didn't he not? As to how he wanted the tabernacle to be built, in relationship to dress, appearance. The whole aspect, God gave them direct instruction if they're going to be called out. Amen. Because they was on a journey, wasn't they? They had been delivered from Egyptian bondage. Amen. Am I right? Because there arose a king that did not know who. Joseph. Am I right? Am I right? Man, if that don't make you happy. Because Romans 15:4 said, whatsoever things written aforetime, written for our way. Hey, weren't we in darkness one time? Weren't we in bondage one time? We all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Amen. And then he called us out by the what? By the gospel, amen. Did he give us explicit instructions through Deuteronomy of the law, amen? That's the 66 book. That's enough to make the church say amen. Hello? And we just not get started reading. Amen? And you wait till you get the numbers. Man, you wait till you... with me. But see, you got to be able to, see, control. That's the word, control, Raymond. Amen. See, time is on your side. Amen. Time not on our side. Amen. Because we don't know what time it's going to happen. We don't know what death is doing. He's like a thief in the night. That's a blessing to be here, ain't it? It's a blessing to be able to worship God in spirit and in truth. I just thought about saying that. Ain't that all right? Amen. And if y'all looking at the time and ready to go, I feel sorry for you. I was so fired up at the Bible class. Me and Brother Brian were down there doing some work. I was trying to put holes in the paper. I was putting holes everywhere. He said, slow down, Brother Lyle. I just I can't help it. I'm high. I'm fired up, man. When I was in the world, I was drinking gin. I thought what happened, but this is better than that. I'm just telling y'all the truth. Because see, I know how both of them feel. Because I've been there. Am I right? Is that the truth? That's the truth. Look what Jesus said. He said, neither pray I for these alone, but for them which shall believe on me through thy word. Now I'm going to slow it down right there because I want you to see in that verse what I want you to do. If you got your Bibles, by that word them, make it personal. Write your name. Amen. In your Bible. For every man must bear his own burden. Amen. Galatians 6. See, neither pray I for these alone, but for them, that's me and you, also which shall believe on Jesus through thy word. That's what he said. Believe on Jesus through thy word, that they all may be what? One. Now the world say it makes no difference. Attend the church of your choice. It makes no difference. You don't even have to come to church. Just lay your hand on the TV. The devil, you a lie. Because the Bible said that we all may be one, one church, one faith, one baptism. And let's go to Ephesians 4:4. Hold your spot right there. Ephesians 4:4. Ephesians 4:3. Let's go there right quick. Because in Ephesians 4, and I want you to get there, I'm going to slow it down. In beginning in verse 1, he said, I therefore am a prisoner of the Lord. I ain't never been to prison, but I believe prison means you can't do what you want to do. They had to feed you. When they want to feed you. They make you go to bed when you don't want to go to bed. Amen. That was somebody told me. I clear that up. I don't dollar a whole lot, but I ain't never been there. He said, I therefore, Paul said, the prisoner of the Lord beseech you, I beg you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called. Now, by the word called, right? 2 Thessalonians 2:14. How we are called? We are called by the what? Gospel. So, when you are called, Romans 10:17, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the gospel. Amen. By the gospel, it's going to cause you to walk worthy based on what you believe, amen, because we are prisoners of the Lord, that we don't belong to ourselves. We looked at that word this morning, submit. That word submit means you're going to empty everything out. Sometimes you have to stand still and just examine and just take things out your life. See, I didn't know what beset me. I look at it on paper. I said, what beset me? Is it my son? What beset me? What last week that really got me in trouble? It caused me to have problems. But see, I write it down, I look at it, and then I empty it out. I got rid of it because, see, today starts a new week. I ain't going to carry what happened last week over for this week. Now, if it caused me trouble last week, why are you going to carry it over this week? Hello? Y'all sure get quiet. Man. See, some of y'all that caught hell last week, we all caught hell. Why in the world are you going to carry it over for? Your bank book behind, throw it away. Go get you nothing. You got your statement, you already $200 in the negative. Why you just throw it away? Unless somebody gonna loan you that to get you out the hole. But some of us just keep digging deeper holes over it. And guess what? The devil know that, am I right? Y'all sure looking funny. Amen. That's just one fact. One fact of life. Because he says here, you got to walk worthy of your vocation wherewith you are called. Now look what he says here. He says here, with all lowliness and meekness, with longsuffering, forbearing one for another. Now, look here. By this verse here, I want you to write Ephesians chapter 4, verse 5 through 7. The reason why I want you to do that, because you got to be humble to be lifted up, am I right? So you got to be humble to be lifted up to have lowliness, meanness, long-suffering, to forbear one for another. Because see, when you can't forgive, number one, you can't walk worthy of your vocation, am I right? Y'all hear what I just said? See, you can't submit if you ain't humble, amen. If you don't resist the devil so he can flee from you, amen, to draw nigh to what? Be humble so he can what? Lift you up, am I right? Y'all with me? Now I'm going to slow it down. By that verse, just write these words if you can. Submit. I know I'm going to say you a lot. Resist. To draw. To be humble. I'll just write Ephesians 4:7 and you know where it is. I like to write it in mine. I'm sorry, Sister Brooke. All right. Huh? Oh, I know it. I'm just creatures of what I see. Because see, he says here, he said we got to be low, we got to be meek, we got to be long-suffering, bearing one another, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Then we realize there's only one body, one Lord. See, one Spirit. Even as you're called, one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, the Father of all, who's above all, and through all, in you all. See, you can't remember the one, you can't do the one, because the one, your spirit ain't right. Because your spirit got to be right in order for the word to what? Work. Am I right? And that's what he says here. You can't endeavor if you don't have a humble spirit. Because see, to endeavor, that word endeavor means you got to work toward it. Amen. You got to be constantly seeking, working at it, looking unto Jesus. Put on the whole armor of God. Say what the word endeavor means. See, you endeavor to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace, but to do it, you got to have a humble spirit. Because your spirit is proud. See, pride will let you do what you want to do versus what God wants you to do. Because you know why? There are wars going on, there are fighting going on among us. Amen. You're lusting, you desire, you want to obtain, but you can't have not. Why? Because your spirit ain't right. And that's the reason why when you look at what Jesus says here, Jesus prayed that they may be one. He said, I sanctify myself so that I can sanctify them, that we all may be what? One. To endeavor to keep the union of the Spirit and the bond of peace, that I may realize, hey, that ain't my will, it's God's will. Lord, just let that will be what? Lord, just let that will be what? See, that whatsoever you ask in my name, I will what?
do it for you. But it must be sanctioned by what? Authority. Now the world ain't going to teach you that. QVC ain't going to teach you that. HSN ain't going to teach you that. Amen. Watching TV the other day, called myself on a diet, and boy, they were just talking about an exercise machine. And I was looking at Dyer's. I can't afford to walk sometimes. And the machine was $2.99. I said, Dyer, I need that. She looked at me and she said, you need that? How you going to pay for that? And boy, it was looking so good on QVC. They were just getting it on. Amen. And so I made up my mind to do it. I'm going to get it on, but I ain't got no ropes. Something said, Daddy, you need to sit down. I said, that's all right. It worked. I got the motion, am I right? And it didn't cost me nothing. But my mind went there. I wanted it. 6 easy payments. Y'all been there? I can afford $39.95. Y'all with me? My wife said, yeah, you might want it, but you can't afford it. She had to wake me up, amen. She would have been in that room, I would have picked up that phone. 1-800, boom, boom, boom. Because they'll ask for nothing but a debit card. Y'all with me? Y'all laughing. But we all go through that, don't we? See, we all go through that, amen. Y'all quit looking at each other. I wish y'all could be up here with me. So y'all wife be looking at y'all husband. Joe, I wish y'all could see. I wish I could play it back. Some of y'all said, I ain't got no room to walk in my house. But we cannot endeavor, listen to what I'm saying. The word of God cannot work if we're not able to control the things that beset us. Because see, what we ask, and the point that I was making is this here, is that, see, I wanted it, but I didn't need it. I tried to make excuses for it because, you know, I'm on this little weight thing. Sister Thelma said, I said, what you talking about? She said, got your new suit, ain't you? I said, no, I just can wear it now. Been hanging up for 2 years, I just couldn't get in it. Ain't that wonderful? So in the future, you see me coming in with new suits. The suit that's been hanging up a long time. I'm just beginning to put both legs in them. All right, Brian, I'll do better. Brian Labor said, move on, brother. I'm out of time, y'all. Endeavor to keep the union of the spirit and the bond of peace. We didn't come by one, but that's all right. But see, what we're trying to do, go back to Proverbs 14:12. There's a way that seems right to man, but the end is the way of death. See, and we don't want to follow that in relationship to understanding what is the will of the Lord. Remember that word throughout this week, control. James 4:1. Amen. You don't let your body control you, but you control it. Amen. Thank you, Dyer, for helping me have understanding. Amen. Oh, Lord, have mercy. I've been looking for UPS Tuesday. Amen. I sure would have been looking, and they don't fix it up nowadays, where they email you and let you know it's on the way. And you end up with click one button, it's in Doraville, Georgia. Y'all know what I'm talking about, don't you? Amen. Y'all with me? John see me come here looking funny about 3 months from now. Ain't lost no weight. But I'm still making payments. If there'll be one here today that needs to respond to the invitation, if you're here today and you're not a child of God, you need to become one today. You come by hearing the God, Romans 10:17. Faith come by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Do you believe what you hear? You must repent of your sin, Luke 13:3. You don't repent. He said you're going to perish. You would make that confession that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. The Ethiopian eunuch in Acts chapter 8 says, see, here's water. What does hinder me from being baptized? He said, you will believe all your heart that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God.
He said, I believe. He commanded that chariot to stand still. And guess what, y'all? They both went down into the water because Colossians 2:12 said baptism is a barrier. You got to be buried with them in baptism to rise to walk in newness of life. Romans 6 and 2 Corinthians 5:17 say you become a new creation in Christ Jesus. And if you're here today, the water is ready. We are ready. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit is ready. Are you ready? We can baptize you today, right now, and you can wear the name Christian. Today can be your new spiritual birthday. And if you're here today and you need to be prayed for, you need to identify with this congregation. We're not a perfect congregation, but we're a working congregation. We are a striving congregation. Come right now as we stand there, we sing. Nothing but the blood of Jesus.